Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, host of the Football History Dude podcast, right here on the Sports History Network. Now, before we jump into another sports history adventure, let me tell you about this episode's sponsor. We partnered with Rochester Sports Autographs, the largest JSA authenticated autograph distributor in the United States, where you can get deals on over 30,000 autographed sports collectibles. They even have film, music, and other entertainment autographs on the site, so there's something for everyone. Perhaps you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, or maybe Father's Day. Heck, who needs a holiday as an excuse to give a piece of sports history to your loved ones? Or how about yourself? Today seems like a great day to add to your sports cave, right? But how is RSA able to offer such great deals on JSA authentication, you ask? Well, they do this by making deals directly with athletes, so there are no extra markups, and they choose to pass these savings on to the customer. All orders from Rochester Sports Autographs are top quality and shipped to your door with top authentication and money-back guarantee. And to make sure RSA knows that the Sports History Network sent you, we created a special link for you. All you have to do is head to shoprsa.com/SHN. Again, that's shoprsa.com/SHN. Head over there to get your piece of sports history today.
The number 13 may be unlucky for some, but not if it's October 13th and your name is Jerry, because we have a couple legends we're going to talk about in today's podcast just after this intro. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. And today's episode on the podcast, we're going to talk about the date of October 13th in football history on your football history headlines. And we're going to get right at it. Start with October 13th, 1996. The New York Jets' Nick Lowry breaks John Stenerud's NFL record at 374 field goals. If you refer to our October 6th history headlines, you see that Lowry tied Stenerud's record on that day and had to wait one more week to claim the crown. Then we go to the decade later on October 13th, 2007, the 17th annual College Football Holy War, as Boston College defeats Notre Dame 27-14 in South Bend. We speed forward 12 years into the future, October 13th, 2019. It was week 6 of the 2019 NFL season, and there were a handful of very interesting and close games played. The Seahawks and the Browns traded points all day, with the Seahawks getting the better of the exchange in a 32-28 final, as Chris Carson rushed for 124 yards for the Hawks, and while his Browns counterpart Nick Chubb put up 122 yards on the ground himself in the very close game. Meanwhile, the Washington Redskins overcame a late Dolphins charge by a score of 17-16. Adrian Peterson of the Redskins ran for 118 yards to help Washington seal the victory. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Falcons put on a late charge, but fell to the upstart Arizona Cardinals 33-34, as Matt Ryan of the Falcons was 30 of 36 passing and threw for 356 yards and four scores. But the Cardinals' young gun, Kyler Murray, was 27 of 37 attempts himself and tossed for 340 yards in the air and three touchdown passes, while he rushed for another 32 yards on the ground. It's time to look back at the birthdays of our Hall of Fame legends of the game, and we'll start with the big one, and big as in the deep in the heart of Texas big, of October 13th, 1942. We go to Los Angeles, California, where Gerald Wayne Jerry Jones is born. When Jerry Jones was about 3, the Jones family moved back to North Little Rock, Arkansas, and opened up a couple of grocery stores called Pat's Supermarkets, aptly named for Jerry's father, J.W. Pat Jones. After Jerry's graduation, Pat moved the family to Springfield, Missouri, where he took on a position at the Modern Security Life Insurance Company. Meanwhile, Jerry attended the University of Arkansas and played football for the Razorbacks. He was pretty good, too, as he was the co-captain of the 1964 National Championship team. Also on that top of the nation Razorback team was a man by the name of Jimmy Johnson. We'll get back to him later. After college, Jerry took a position with the life insurance company that his father had basically taken over and was listed as the executive vice president. Jerry soon took over full ownership of the insurance company and ended up selling it in the early 1970s and took up a hobby of oil wildcatting, really making a name for himself and a boatload of money, according to Forbes.com. On February 25th, 1989, Jerry took that money and purchased the Dallas Cowboys franchise for $150 million. According to a recent Forbes report, the Cowboys franchise today is worth $5.5 billion, while Jerry himself has a net worth of $8.6 billion. Jones' first action was to release the only coach that the Cowboys had ever known in Tom Landry and hired his college buddy Jimmy Johnson that we mentioned earlier, as well as firing the longtime GM Tex Schramm. The team struggled at first, but then after the monster trade for Herschel Walker, noted in our October 12th post on this website, the Cowboys enjoyed the glory days in the 1990s, including three Super Bowl wins. Jerry has been outspoken, often criticized as he held on to the most of the player personnel decisions with the Dallas franchise since he took over ownership, but no one can deny that he has kept the Cowboys in the news and extremely relevant, no matter what their record is in the standings. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined Jerry Jones in the 2017 enshrinement class. Gridiron guys and girls, we want to hear about how you feel about the show. We want you to contact us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook at the Pigskin Dispatch. Give us an IM on there. And check us out on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. So again, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Now here's a message from one of my friends at the Sports History Network.
This is Jeremy McFarland from the Footballers Family Podcast. And I want to encourage you, if you get a chance, to come over to the Footballers Family Podcast, where we look at what makes football special and family to each person. We talk about each team and we talk about the stories behind why fans love those teams. We encourage you to come and join us in our discussion. Thank you.
Our next stop on the timeline is October 13th, 1973. That was the birth of Brian Dawkins, a safety out of Clemson University. The Philadelphia Eagles selected Dawkins as a 61st overall pick in the second round of the 1996 NFL Draft. In 16 NFL seasons, he played 13 with the Philadelphia Eagles and made 9 Pro Bowls, including being an All-Pro 5 times in his career. He played out the remaining years of his NFL career with the Denver Broncos, according to the Pro Football Hall of Fame's website bio on him. Dawkins served as the Eagles as an executive football operations for player development from 2016 to 2018 and was with the organization when they won Super Bowl 52. The Pro Football Hall of Fame invited Brian Dawkins into their exclusive Gold Jacket Club in the year 2018. We told you earlier that October 13th in the NFL history was a day of Jerry's, and who can deny it when we go to October 13th, 1962 in Starkville, Mississippi, as that was the place and the date when Jerry Rice was born. Jerry Rice played his college ball as a wide receiver at Mississippi Valley State. An article on biography.com informs the reader that Jerry Rice earned All-American honors and set 18 Division I AA records while at Mississippi Valley State. The ProFootballHOF.com states that the San Francisco 49ers drafted Rice in the first round of the 1985 NFL Draft. The website JerryRiceFootball.com claims that the prolific wide receiver holds 36 NFL records as he wears the rings of 3 Super Bowl championships. You can read about one of those records in our September 29th post of football history headlines here on the PigskinDispatch.com. Jerry was not the fastest receiver on the field, but his work on the practice field was seldom matched by anyone, as well as his film study, and those combined with his natural athletic abilities translated into a big problem for opposing defenses. One of his biggest attributes was his yards after the catch statistics, where he would often turn a short slant pattern into catch into a long touchdown reception. Jerry Rice entered into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2006 and the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2010. That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hi, this is Joe Ziemba, the host of When Football Was Football, here on the Sports History Network. I'm very pleased to announce that I will be partnering with the Sports History Network to give away two copies of my latest book called Bears vs. Cardinals, the NFL's Oldest Rivalry. To enter, just head over to the following link, sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. We hope you'll enjoy the numerous stories in the book, which is largely based on the newly released Dutch Sturneman collection at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Dutch was the co-owner of the early Chicago Bears with George Halas and kept correspondence, financial records, and scouting reports, which now allow us to peek into the management of an NFL club during the first few years of the league's existence. Along the way, we'll meet unusual gridiron characters from years gone by, including a quarterback who could throw the ball farther behind his back than he could throwing it forward. A Bears lineman who was such a good tavern fighter that he decided to enter the boxing universe. And a Cardinals halfback who gave up the NFL rushing title by deciding to not show up for his team's final game of the season. And can we forget the time the Al Capone mob interrupted a Bears-Cardinals game? The new book was fun to research, and I hope you will enter our free contest today. Once the winners are selected, we'll be in touch regarding shipping as well as to inscribe the book personally for you. This might make a perfect gift for Mother's or Father's Day, or simply add it to your own personal collection. Once again, enter by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. Thank you, and good luck!